Yesterday was the first practice of Training Camp 2025, and the Musers were there. We attended practice, and Gordo, we talked to some players afterwards.
We sure as hell did, Craig, and I was very honored to sit down with the great, great player man, Sadiq Charles, number 77. When you think Mr. Cowboy, you think Sadiq Charles. And I got to say, I had excellent chemistry with Sadiq.
Okay.
Hey, Sadiq, you got a moment?
Yeah,
what's
sure.
that?
Yeah.
I know you're tired and everything, just coming off practice and everything, but figured I'd ask you a few football questions. Since you're for camp, right?
Hmm?
You're for camp, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Has this been the best week of training camp you've ever had this week?
Yes. Without a doubt.
Any doubt about that?
No.
Had one day.
What's the best football you ever not known that you can't believe?
What do you mean by that?
You know, like, what's the best football that you've ever known that you can't ever believe?
Here.
Yeah.
It's been amazing.
Yeah. What all's happened?
Just the environment, being here, traveling to camp, traveling out of state to camp, how they're taking care of us here, even when we're back in Frisco. Everything's amazing.
Speaking of the environment, global warming, what do you think we need to do about that?
I have no clue. I don't really know things like that.
Yeah. Probably not much we can do this afternoon.
Yeah.
Just live it up. Okay, in your opinion, what's the capital of California?
No clue.
Yeah.
L.A.?
Sure. I mean, it's an opinion, so.
It must be a funny interview with some
No. It's like, you know, if someone asks you your opinion, anything's right, I guess. All right, who was your football hero growing up?
Drew Brees.
Mine was Tom Brady.
But you and Tom like the same age. You said growing
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, he's older than I am.
Okay.
How old do you think I am?
40?
Yeah, it's pretty close. It's pretty close.
38?
No, 42.
42?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's not my favorite football player anymore, by the way. Yeah. Switched it to O.J. Simpson about 10 years ago. I saw a documentary. Think he's guilty?
No comment.
Would you rather talk about global warming?
No. Something else besides that.
All right. How much do you think the Dallas Cowboys franchise is worth?
$14 billion, $15 billion, or something like that, maybe?
Yeah, you're not. I think you're about right.
Yeah.
I think if Jerry sold it, he could absolutely get that much. What is the main ingredient in chicken?
Chicken egg.
I think. I don't know. I mean, at some point, the ingredient was chicken egg. Oh, whoop, dropped the helmet there. That's all right. We're fine. Have you ever voted in a presidential election?
No comment.
Have you ever thrown up at a party?
No.
Is shoddy that great of a nickname?
Of course it is.
Come on.
It's a great nickname.
No, it shows no imagination.
Nah. Don't talk about him like that, bro.
Well, I love nickname. The guy, but I'm just saying the nickname is not that great.
Well, you going to say you like his nickname.
I have a better nickname for him.
What is it?
Whitey McWhiteface.
That's trash.
All right. Hey, speaking of nicknames, what is yours growing up?
Deek.
Deek.
Yeah.
Was that? Why Deek? Oh, Shadiq.
Yeah.
Yeah, just short for Shadiq, right?
Yeah.
Or Sadiq, I'm sorry.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's all good.
I put an H in there, and I apologize to you and your family for that. All right, I want to ask you about two recent deaths. Your reaction to Malcolm Jamal Warner's passing.
It's sad.
Yeah, did you... Hey, you're probably a little bit too young to watch that show. That was more mine and Tom Brady's generation to watch the Cosby Show.
I love the Cosby Show.
You watch it. I guess it's in syndication, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And what do you think of Ozzy's death?
Ozzy McGuire?
There you go. There you go.
Sad, man. Any death is sad, man.
How many different sports can you not play?
Can I not play? I can play every sport, no.
What does paint smell like?
Paint.
Oh, yeah, always.
If you could have a beer with anyone throughout history, who would it be?
Can't say anything controversial here.
Why not? I mean, it's not like you have to approve of that person. It's just you want to have a beer with them and
Probably like my great grandfather. Learn more about my family history.
How many salads can you name?
A Caesar salad? I don't know.
That's one.
A country salad.
Country salad.
Cobb salad.
There you go. Yeah.
Fried chicken salad. Shrimp salad. You can name it. Put any meat on there and name a new salad.
Or salad even, yeah?
Nah.
Okay.
Call it a doodoo salad.
Let's talk Welcome Back Kotter. Do you consider Epstein a hero?
Come on, man. What's up with these questions, bro?
Just a character on him.
No. Not at all.
Okay. What's better than Christmas?
No death.
Do you know what your star sign is?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, like...
Did you take a knee right here?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. It's fine. Do you consider yourself a Cancer?
No, I'm a Leo.
A Leo.
Yeah.
So a lion.
Yeah. How you know if I was a Cancer? You know my birthday this month?
No, I don't. I don't know anything about those star signs.
Oh, okay. Now, my birthday's Saturday. I'm a Leo.
Oh, congratulations. 23?
Six.
26. And how much level of non-interest doesn't the fans always have when you're looking at campaigns? When you're looking at the purview of the point of view of the whole thing.
Of like football and how our fans react to it is what you're saying? Or?
No.
So rephrase the question again for me one more time.
Trey.
How much level of non-interest doesn't the fans always have?
Next question, bro.
Next question.
Do you hope you have a good camp?
Of course, hell yeah.
All right, man, thanks for talking.
Thank you.
That's just so intense.
Hey,
just as you would start to get along and find a rhythm, you'd ask a
speed bump.
That's about Epstein or something.
Well, I was asking about Welcome Back Kotter. Epstein.
He doesn't know anything about Welcome Back Kotter, show from 50 years ago.
Okay, he knew about The Cosby Show.
That was 30 to 40 years ago.
Well, yeah, that was a long time ago. I mean, they were only separated by 10 years, those two shows. I just wanted his opinion on Epstein.
Man, he is a huge man, too.
Yeah, he's like 370 pounds.
6'4", 320.
He's a mountain.
All right. Well, that was
Sorry about my iPhone. For some reason, my iPhone quality has gone way down.
That's okay. It was fine.
Your interview with him exhausted him so much that halfway through he took a knee.
He took a knee for the last half of the interview.
I looked over and they were both down on the ground interviewing.
I'm glad some Cowboys are finding out what it's like to be me all these years. This is great. All right, there's Gordo with Sadiq Charles, who's about to celebrate his 26th birthday.
Happy birthday.
In just a few days.